Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The Bible beautifully transforms this from just the biological respect that a son or a daughter has for their parent into the respect that we ought to have for those people, those leaders in the faith that encourage us, that teach us, that help us along in our walk. And instead of having the mindset of kind of, well, what can we teach them? Proverbs helps us have the mindset, what can we learn? What can we learn from them? What can make us think better? And that was the point of it, was to fear the parents. As a matter of fact, reverence for his mother's law was the honorable mark of Timothy's profession. Many of you familiar with the praise that Timothy received when he talks about the faith that's in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother and in thy mother, and I'm persuaded in thee also. Timothy was known for that because he adhered to the reverence and the faith that was passed on through his grandmother and through his mother. Okay, here's why we're going here somewhere with this. And when honoring our parents, we're putting on the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, putting on his lovely example like it talks about in Romans 13:14. Jesus set the example for us, though angels were subject to him. That's what we've got here in Hebrews 1:6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Angels were subject unto Jesus. We understand that. None of us should have any problem grasping that concept. But he set an example for us that even though angels were subject unto him, in Luke 2:51, the Bible says he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Jesus was subject unto his parents. He set the example for it. So if he can set that example, how much more ought we to walk in that? And again, it's extending beyond just, it's important, the actual birth parents God's given you, that you've been raised by, or the parents that have instructed you, that have taught you what you know, that you have the reverence and respect for them. But we've seen already how it's going to apply in our spiritual family, one with another. And it talks about she kept all these sayings in her heart. And then Jesus honored his mother in his last dying command to the disciple. He said, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his home. Jesus, even at the point of death, still had that honor, that respect for his mother. Here's why I tell you this. You have to beware those who will use thoughts such as Christianity hates women. And they use this as a cloak to discredit. The point's not really to lift up any particular group. The point is to discredit a certain people. It's to discredit the fathers that are in the faith. It sows seeds of doubt, discontentment, hatred, and chaos. Thoughts like this, that, well, that Christianity, this walk with Christ, is really a man's thing and it's not a woman's thing. It's designed to make you feel alone. And that's the work of Satan. That's what Satan wants to do. God doesn't want you to feel alone. He wants you to feel loved. He wants you to feel part of the family. The Bible says that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. When we read about the birth of Jesus, all the things she witnessed. Here's why I tell you, there's some things I've seen and I've heard people talk about, and it's nothing new. This has been around for ages and ages and ages and ages. It's just got a new coat on it, walking around in a new pair of shoes, but it's the same old original idea, which is to sow discontentment and discord among the brethren, to sow seeds of doubt, to sow problems, that kind of thing. Okay, when it says, talk about Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart, yet Mary knew her place and she knew she wasn't alone. And in her silence, get this, in Mary's silence, she was adorned with wisdom. You understand? And people talk about this or that, or you don't understand this, you don't understand. Mary was a special lady. She was chosen for a reason. She'd found favor with the Lord. We're going somewhere with this, I promise. You contrast that with the foolish woman that Proverbs talks about. It says her feet abide not in her house. She's loud and she's stubborn. Okay, what did Mary do? Mary was quiet and she thought about some things. Proverbs says, the foolish woman, she's loud, she's stubborn, her feet bide not in her house. She's in everybody else's business. Okay. It's shameful behavior for a woman to do so. Not because it's my opinion and I'm a man. It's shameful because it's what God said. And if God said it, it's good enough for me. There's a reason we're going to this. Here's why. We get our mindset, our ideas, we kind of frame our views around our beliefs based upon our social interaction with others. In today's day and age, I tell you, it's nothing new, but in today's day and age, it's social media. We'll see things on Facebook or see this spread or see this online, whatever it is, and we kind of, the gears start turning. And there's always like just a little bit enough of truth in there that makes you, oh, there's something in here. And we'll start thinking about that, and it leads us down a path. And there's so many people that you just look at and you think they're so intelligent, and then they'll say or share just the dumbest things you've ever seen. Okay, here's why. Here's what we're getting at. You've got to get your mindset for things from God's book. That's the end of the story right there. There's a sickness that infects this land, a disease of the mind, and it's being spread by parents. It's being spread by parents. That's why Proverbs talks about my son, my son, my son. We have a responsibility to teach. We have a responsibility to be an example. But the wrong thing is being spread. Okay, why does all this matter? Everything we just talked about with the parent relationship, and there's a place for the man and the woman and everybody's included. Why is this important? Yeah, I'm not a father. Many of you aren't parents. Why does this matter for us? Here's why. In the faith, you should have a parent and be a parent. In the faith, you ought to have a parent. We looked at that. God uses people around us to exhort us, encourage us. That's why we repeated it over and over. You ought to have a parent. You ought to be a parent. Why? Because it talks about the elders are teaching the younger to understand some things. Literally, you're begetting other minds, helping to fashion them to win them over. That's what you're doing as a parent figure. You're shaping the mind. You're winning it over. He that winneth souls is wise. It's not just the spirit. It's the whole man, the mindset, the continual battle. And that's the thought here, that you ought to have a parent and you ought to be a parent when it comes to the things of the faith. We ought to be teaching those who come after us, not just what to do, but how to think. Here's why. If you don't teach your children how to think, someone else will. You ought to be a parent in the faith. If you've been your walk in Christ, you ought to be. That's why Paul wrote to them. He said, you're still babes in Christ. You can't help anybody else. You're a baby. You haven't grown up. You know, I want to give you the meat. I want to strengthen you. I want to build you up. Why? So that you can build up others. For the edification one of another, for the good of the church and the brethren. That's what it's about. And they can't do that because they're still babies. They're not a parent to anybody. Okay. And if you don't do this, the people that we have an obligation to, someone else is going to train them how to think. Someone else, be it on the internet, be it in school, be it at the workplace, wherever it is going to teach them how to think. It's our responsibility to teach them the right way. Begetting other minds as that little Christs, Christians, imitators of Christ. Why? Not just because we're part of the family of God, but because we have the mind of Christ dwelling in us richly into all wisdom. That's how it's all tying together. So we looked at that. He that winneth souls is one. And here's why. I know it's kind of a long recap, review, introduction, but here's why it becomes important. Because as you blossom from caterpillars to your beautiful free-thinking butterflies that, oh, now I understand all things and now I can comprehend all things and I can take on all the ideas of man and everything else. And okay, before you share something, not just on social media or anything else, literally out of your mouth, before you share something or before you engage in something that someone else has shared, ask yourself this question. What is the scriptural reference for this line of thinking?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.